This is Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare from Rock 94.7.
Welcome to 13 Questions on Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare. Tonight's guest has a very impressive metal resume. He's a founding member of Texas metal legends Rigor Mortis. In addition, he was Al Jourgensen's guitarist of choice for Ministry, starting with the Mind is a Terrible Thing to Taste, Psalm 69 era. He's back with Jourgensen again for another go with Ministry. Their new album, Relapse, is due out on March 30th. Mike Scascia, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Terry. I gotta tell you, I barely made it, man. I got pretty drunk last night. So.
Well, we appreciate you soldiering on in an effort to plug your latest musical project, man.
Cool, man. I'm glad you'd have me.
I'll tell you what, these questions are all going to be relatively harmless, so you know there still might be some danger here. So we'll try to take it easy on you in your
cool,
condition.
Man. No problem, man. Yeah, my band Rigor Mortis, we played a show last night while we took a break in between recording and went and played a show, like real smart move, you know? So it was a long one, late night.
You guys are hardy Texas youths. You can handle that, right?
I wouldn't say youths, but we are definitely Texans.
Now, Mike, you started with Ministry on the Mind is a Terrible Thing to Taste tour. You've played on several albums since then. How would you compare Relapse to past releases?
Well, it's obviously a completely different record from any of those. One being the whole recording process has completely changed since then. It is a heavier record since past releases, I think. But with this particular record, you know, it covers quite a bit of ground. It's not particularly aimed at our president. There's some political views on this record, but they're kind of about a few different things. And then it's also about our lives, you know, so it's an interesting record. This record was also written and recorded and mixed and produced in 3 months.
No kidding.
Especially back in the good old days, you know, we used to spend, you know, a year to, 2 years on a record.
Now, you have several writing credits on past Ministry tunes. What's the writing process like with Al?
That's pretty generous, you know. But over, probably I could say in the last, I've been with Al off and on for about 25 years. And, you know, he's like my big brother, you know. But in the last, I'm going to say like 4 years, since we've been back together, working together, the writing process has kind of changed a little bit than past. Nowadays, it's, we're writing more together. Whereas before it was about, I've got this part, I'm going to bring it to him and then we'll see what we can do with it. And I'll lay down a part and blah, blah. Now it's like we're kind of collaborating more. It's kind of cool. And it's really, been working as well. We both like the finishing results these days.
Now, you said a minute ago that Al is like, he's like a big brother to you. Is there, does that make him a better boss in a way, too?
Yes and no. We're getting along together now better than we ever have. He is a fantastic boss to me. He treats me really well. And I have nothing but the highest respects for him. You know, he is a genius to work around with in the studio, and he's taught me so much about studio, you know, and tones and stuff. So, I must say working with him in this day and age is much more relaxing than it has been in the past.
How has his newfound sobriety affected your relationship with him?
It's fine. I mean, look, in the old days, we used to get pretty tore up together, you know. But, nowadays, I could care less if somebody's, I don't have to be high around to be anybody, you know, and you don't have to be high to be around me. You know what I mean?
I've been smoking since about 6 this morning, so I was prepared either way.
Well, that's okay.
So, Mike, next question. When's the last time you watched in case you didn't feel like showing up?
Wow. I don't know. it's been quite a while. I would have to say 10 years, maybe. The shows were pretty crazy. That was a great tour. That was the first tour that I did with Ministry. It was the first time that I'd ever been in a tour bus on tour, so that was fun. And it opened up a lot of doors for music in general. You know, I remember that was a big turning point in music, you know, and in Ministry.
Now, we were just talking about a little bit about being on the road and whatnot. What is your favorite memory from the road that you can share without drawing the attention of law enforcement?
or getting divorced.
Yeah, that too. We want to keep you out of court if at all possible.
You know, this might sound corny, and I don't care, but in 1995, we headlined a big day out in Australia, and I walked out on stage, pretty lit up, Sydney, Australia. There was 175,000 people out there, and I'll never forget walking out there and my legs started shaking because I was just nervous, you know, and I couldn't see nothing but people for as far as I could see. And I remember hitting my guitar strings to check, you know, the volume, and I remember being so loud that everybody's head in the audience like kind of cocked back and cocked forward, and it came back at such a force that it blew my hair back, you know. And I just remember that feeling of like, this is a pretty powerful thing right here, you know. And I wasn't nervous anymore, and it just became one of the coolest moments of my life. And I remember that moment, and I remembered it for years, you know, even when I wasn't touring and when people asked me about what's it like to do that or whatever. I know it's not as cool as me saying, you know, puking off the 12th floor, you know, into a TV set or anything, but that was my fondest memory from being on the road, was that particular show, actually.
Oh, that's awesome. I mean, I was in a little local band, and I did the puking off of a balcony thing. Yeah. That's overrated. I think your moment's way better.
Well, I do that without being on the road.
Yeah, you see, exactly. That's more mundane, you know. I think what you gave us was a much more special memory there. Now, Mike, you've toured with one of Al's 10 gazillion side projects, Revolting Cocks, for a bit. Who's your favorite cock?
Me.
Okay, awesome. What is your what's your handle, by the way, when you tour with the cocks?
I can't remember. I can't remember, man. You got me with that. That's been a long time. I don't remember what my...
You don't remember your cock handle?
No. I can't remember what they call me. I think there were a few different ones. But I think I just basically just went by Mikey.
Gotcha. You know? Well, if you ever remember it, let us know, and we'll update your Wikipedia entry. We want to make sure this is well documented. You're listening to 13 Questions on Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare. I'm Terry Stevens. Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare is a 3-hour metal show that you can hear every single Saturday night from 9 until midnight Central Standard Time on Rock 94.7, 102.9 FM in Central Wisconsin, and also worldwide online at rock947.com. And now, more of our 13 Questions interview with Mike Scoscia of Ministry and Rigor Mortis. Mike, back in the day, you started Rigor Mortis, one of the first metal bands in Texas. I remember buying your cassette from a skateboarding shop.
Cool.
And being blown away by it. So, now, what was it like trying to support that scene in the heart of 1980s Texas?
It was really, really crazy. You know, that was a great time to be in a band back then, because you could actually get money from record companies. And whether they did anything or not, at least you still got, you know, some money out of them. But it was really crazy because, you know, we came up from this time where glam music was pretty much what was going on. It was like pop music, right? And a lot of it was really bad and overproduced and overprocessed, and we hated it. So our whole deal was to destroy it. You know, we didn't want anything to do with it. We wanted to play our music heavier and faster, and we didn't care how. So punk rock was very appealing to us. So we hung out and played at all the punk clubs. Well, they didn't like us because, you know, we had hair down to our asses. And we were basically metalheads, you know. But so this crossover thing started happening. And when that started happening, more people started coming to our shows. Of course, there were more fights. Things got really intense. And, you know, we would open up for, you know, Suicidal Tendencies or Slayer, or we would open up for a lot of these bands that would come through. And so the scene was really young and really open, you know, at that time. And we were a very young, aggressive band that really didn't know what we were doing. But we knew what we were doing was original. We were about speed. We were about wanting to really play fast. We didn't care if we were the fastest. We just wanted to play real fast. And it wasn't about ballads and Hairspray. You know, it was about, you know, drinking and breaking and having fun, you know, and aggression. And of course, we were into horror movies. So a lot, you know, that was our theme. What we wrote about was horror movies, which we still do. We were definitely an original, thing that happened then. And that's really why we got signed. The fortunate thing was the labels didn't know what to do with us. You know, we were uncontrollable. We couldn't take direction because we couldn't tell us what to do. And that might have hurt us a little bit, but, I really don't have many regrets for back then. And the main reason why I don't is because we're doing a new record right now. You know, I'm actually out, we're actually all out in El Paso recording a new record. So, it's coming really cool.
Is Al working with you? Is he producing that record with you?
Yes. Yes, he is.
Now, what sort of influence is he having upon the rigor mortis sound?
You know, he's pretty much letting us, you know, do our thing. He's just, you know, I have some particular songs that I will need his magic on. The sound is, you know, we're hoping to get the sound we wanted off our last three records. We want this one, what we've been searching for, you know, which has been a problem in past because we could never have the right engineer, you know, and so I think we have that now. And so the recordings are coming along fantastic.
Excellent.
And I don't know why we did it, but for some reason last night we played a show at 11:30. So that was just weird, that we just took off from our recording, went and played the show and came back and recorded. So I don't think age is going to play a factor in what we're doing right now.
Well, you got to test drive some of that stuff live too, right?
We played a couple of the new ones, you know, this record is different from any past ones that we've done because it's not just a speed metal record. It touches on some thrash stuff. It touches on some kind of really old school, like Maiden sound and stuff. It even has a couple of slow songs on it. Not like ballads, but like some really eerie, slow, you know, just like almost war pig sounding stuff, you know. I guess it's okay if I say stoner rock. That's what it reminded me of yesterday when I was tracking it. I'm real excited for this record to come out just for that reason, because we really are fans of music, and I don't like the fact that every song a band does has something that every song sounds the same or, you know, stuff like that. I like records that are mixed up. I think this record's going to have all that. And, there's definitely going to be something in there to like for everybody, I think.
Now, so far, Ministry has a small number of tour dates planned, the closest to our neck of the woods being in Chicago in late June. Now, do you guys have any further tour plans with Ministry, and will we see a rigor mortis tour on a more on a wider scale?
You will definitely see rigor mortis touring quite a bit when the Ministry stuff's done for the year. Unfortunately, this leg of the Ministry tour, we're only hitting four cities, as I'm sure you're aware of.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we're doing the mass market in Europe. Now, there is talk of us doing a second leg of the States the following summer. We will be pushing this record for a while. It's definitely a record that we really believe in, and we're very happy with it, man. So there's talk. There's not really much I could tell you because nothing's confirmed, you know. I think you can count on us definitely doing a U.S. tour in the future.
You're listening to 13 Questions on Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare. I'm Terry Stevens. Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare is a three-hour metal show that you can hear every single Saturday night from 9 until midnight Central Standard Time on Rock 94.7, 102.9 FM in Central Wisconsin, and also worldwide online at rock947.com. And now, more of our 13 Questions interview with Mike Scoscia of Ministry and Rigor Mortis. Now, Mike, one of your Rigor Mortis bandmates, Casey Orr, he's joined Ministry as a bass player. Prior to that, though, he played the role of Beefcake the Mighty in GWAR. My question for you is, what is the freakiest sex act you've ever seen committed while wearing the Beefcake suit?
That of him committing?
Yes.
I've seen him pick up a couple of pretty doggy girls a few times, but other than that, I try and stay away from that thing because that thing stinks pretty bad, man.
I had to ask. Inquiring minds want to know if the Beefcake the Mighty suit from GWAR can actually get you laid.
You know, I scratched my head for years on that thing just because, not because I'm not a fan, but because could you imagine having to wear that thing every night, the amount of sweat, I mean, that goes into that thing, and then having to put it on. They don't have extra costumes, so they wear the same one, like, night after night, you know.
It just sounds foul. It seems as though it would animate itself after a while. The bacteria and whatnot would just take it over.
Oh, my God. Yeah, right? I mean, I would be worried about some weird skin disease or something, man.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He's inventing new ones on his flesh every time he puts it on.
You know what? I can say that he was very proud, you know, to wear that, man. That's him, you know, that really is. That was a perfect gig for him, you know.
Now, Mike, being a veteran of the music biz, what advice would you give a musician just getting started today?
On a positive note here, I would say watch your back, you know, don't trust, you know, a lot of people, and you know, really watch out for your money, you know. A lot of people, you know, when I got into business in the early days of the mid 80s, my parents, of course, were like, you need to watch your money. You need to watch this guy. Do you know this guy? Why is he, you know, handling your money? Oh, don't worry about it. It's okay. Because I didn't, you know, I thought all that stuff I read about, you know, bands getting ripped off, that was all in the 60s and 70s, you know. And I had a lot of money stolen from me over the years. So, and, you know, a lot of people also tend to forget that that's how we make our money, you know. We play our music and we tour and we write and stuff. And, so I would say just be cautious on who you get to run your business, you know, and overlook it, you know. That would be my first thing I would warn people, you know, to watch out for.
Now, Mike, my next question. Ministry has released a slew of cover tunes over the past couple of years. Is there a cover that you think Ministry ought to do, but it just hasn't happened yet?
That's a great question, man. It really is. I've really covered the ones that I wanted to do with them last year. I would have to think on that, man, right now, because I mean we've covered like 3 Black Sabbath songs. I don't think we can cover any more of those. We recovered Stone. We recorded Stones. I would really have to think on that, because we've covered quite a few ground.
Maybe you can talk Al into covering Rigor Mortis songs.
Actually, the first thing we did when me and Casey came out to record on the Ministry record was we recorded the Rigor Mortis song Dying Pain for Al to sing. And he actually laid the vocals down a couple of days ago.
Oh, so, nice.
Yeah, it's not going to be on our record. I don't think it's going to be a Ministry release, but we're going to do something with it. It's going to be some sort of single or something, B-side, I don't know. We'll see, but it turned out pretty cool.
Okay, Mike, I've got one final question for you. Is there a question that you wish someone would ask you in an interview, but no one ever does?
Nobody's never asked me that before. The questions I get asked are fine, I don't really, people were pretty well behaved on how they talk to me and ask me questions. I don't, my private life is left out, and I respect that. I do like to talk a lot about guitars, so probably more questions on guitars would be cool, but I understand that's, certain type.
Well, it's your interview, too, so I'm going to go ahead and ask, what guitar are you playing these days?
Quite a few. My number one is a Les Paul 57, 1957 Gold Top, and that is my main guitar. And I just got a custom Flying V made that is pretty smoking, too. But those are the ones that I've been... that are hard for me to put down right now.
Well, we do have quite a few local musicians who listen to the show, and I'm sure that they're all drooling right now. So again, this question served a purpose, man. You did right. You did right
by
him.
Yeah, cool.
That's Mike Scoscia of Ministry and Rigor Mortis. Ministry has a brand new album due out March 30th. Rigor Mortis' new album due out eventually. We're certainly going to check that out when it drops. Mike, big fan. Thank you so much for taking time to talk to us tonight on Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare.
I appreciate it, Terry, man. Thank you, man.
And as always, thank you for listening to 13 Questions with Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare. I'm Terry Stevens. Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare is a 3-hour metal show that you can catch every single Saturday night between 9 p.m. and midnight Central Standard Time on Rock 94.7, also 102.9 in Central Wisconsin, and worldwide online at rock947.com. Look up Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare on Facebook. Give it a like if you get a chance. I'm also on Twitter. It's @TerryRock947. Thanks again for listening.